Hello, welcome to Stuff About Energy Production. Thank you. Everyone, grab your seats.
It's a good audience.
This podcast is brought to you by Kimray, where we help energy producers solve their biggest control challenges. Check out Kimray.com for more training resources like this. I'm here today with producer Denny on the dials and sales training manager Kyle Andrews, as usual. How are you, Kyle?
I'm doing very well, Curtis. How are you?
I'm great. It's cold today. Polar vortex has swept through the country. I don't know. Remember that term? That was from last year, I think, or 2 years ago. This year, they're just like, it's really cold. I don't know if they named it this year. But we're almost through it, I think. Kyle, you just recorded a video about lever-operated dump valves, and that was a really in-depth video, really helpful, a lot of different avenues that you went down. Talking about that product and application on oil and gas equipment. So today on the podcast, we're just going to cover a few of those things. And so we pulled out, and so this is going to be titled Five Things You Should Know About a Lever-Operated Dump Valve. And so we'll just go through and list them and then dive in each one a little bit. Number one is that it requires a float and a trunnion. So what are those products? Why are they needed along with the valve?
Yep. So the lever part of the lever-operated dump valve, that lever on the dump valve is connected through a mechanical linkage to the trunnion assembly. That trunnion assembly has a float and float arm connected to it that projects inside of the vessel and changes level with the liquid level. You know, it's monitoring and controlling that liquid level inside of the vessel.
And we talk about and think about, especially internally, I think about products in kind of three ways. In terms of actuation, there's mechanical, pneumatic, and electric.
Yep.
And so this one is a mechanical. In fact, it used to be called
mechanical dump valve. Yeah.
And that's talking about that connection specifically, right?
Correct. And I often still call it mechanical dump valve, but that's what that is speaking to. It's mechanically linked, to the float inside of the vessel. And so, that's why, we have all these calculations, and I think we'll talk about that later, of all of these mechanically linked pieces create enough force to open the valve.
So that is, we always try to work in emissions as producers have more and more emissions concerns. Yep. So this would be considered, if it's functioning normally, an emissions-free product. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. So there is no pneumatics, that's required to operate this valve. And so under normal operation, there is no gas emissions. It's kind of like, we have all these, new products coming out that are designed around, emissions and steering people away from that. The lever operated valves have always been an emission free option. Sometimes they get forgotten about in that regard because it's not a new product. Mm-hmm. But definitely if you've got a low pressure system, definitely check out the mechanical valves or the lever operated valves.
All right. Number two, there's a torque calculator available for your lever operated dump valve. Can you talk about that calculator a little bit?
Yeah. So when you're, selecting a, lever operated dump valve, you also need to make sure that it's going to operate correctly under your specific conditions. And so you can use the torque calculator, make sure that the torque that's required to open and close the valve, make sure that you're going to have that. Some people go, and retroactively use the torque calculator when their lever operated dump valve's not operating correctly. Either it's not generating enough torque to open or maybe to close. So some people kind of go back and have to re-game plan and use the calculator to figure out what they need to adjust to get it to operate well.
And that's available on our website, kimray.com.
Yep. Yeah. So that's on our website. You can find it. Again, it's pretty self-explanatory. Using the different tables in the calculator, just put in your conditions and it'll tell you, hey, to operate under these conditions, position, the rod here, lengthen your float rod, or maybe you'll have to increase the size of your float to generate enough torque. Mm-hmm. the higher the operating pressure of the vessel, the more torque it takes to open and close the valve. Mm. You know, that kind of leads us right into our next question of, you know, oversized.
Yes. And so five things you should know about a lever-operated dump valve, just to reorient.
Yeah.
You say it requires a float and trunnion. Number two, there's a torque calculator available. And then number three, they're commonly oversized.
Correct.
So you mentioned the situation of somebody trying to use the torque calculator on one they already have and trying
right.
to figure out why it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
I think you joked in the video, like, everybody thinks they need 3-inch for these things, but it's
right.
you maybe initially, but...
Right, and so that's the higher the operating pressure of the vessel, the more torque it requires. But also, the larger the valve is, the more torque it's going to require mm-hmm. to open and close that valve. And so that's the situation where a lot of people run into it not operating well, is not only are they not generating enough torque in how they have their mechanical system set up, but the valve is oversized. And so it's needing even more torque than maybe what they really need. If they properly size the valve, maybe their system is already set up to have enough torque. Mm. And so, yeah, you run into this situation. Typically what I've seen is you're sized for initial production or what you think production should or could be. Mm-hmm. You know, but you're always going to go down from that point, right? Mm. It's never going to suddenly increase in production.
Yeah.
You know, that would be wishful thinking,
yeah.
right? That'd be nice if that happened, but production is always going to decline. And so typically people start out with a larger valve than what they need,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's sized correctly for that moment,
mm-hmm.
but it quickly becomes oversized.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start seeing issues like the valve not opening, or it looks like it appears that it's stuck open or it's stuck shut, that means you don't have enough torque, and it could be a symptom of an oversized valve.
Yeah. Any other symptoms? Would like hammering?
Yeah. Hammering. If it is stuck open or stuck shut, and you know, you touch the lever arm or try to manipulate that in any way, and then it slams the other directions, like slams open or slams shut, that is an indication that you, one, don't have enough torque, but also that it could be oversized, because you touching it and putting a little bit more force or torque on it is just enough to get it over the hump to mm-hmm. where it'll actuate.
So you go into this in the video, but how does one increase torque?
Increasing the size of your float, lengthening the length of the float arm. And sometimes you run into fitment issues depending on the size and type of your separation equipment. You may not be able to increase the size of your float because mm-hmm. the hammer union you have is only 8 inches, you know. You may not be able to increase the length of the float arm because you can't project any further inside the vessel. Maybe it's a 24-inch vertical vessel, so mm-hmm. you don't have a lot of room inside. Mm-hmm. So those are the things you can do internal of the vessel. On the outside of the vessel, you can adjust where the linkage rod is on the lever of the dump valve and the lever of the trunnion assembly. The further away you get from the fulcrum point or the pivot point of each arm,
mm-hmm.
the more torque you're going to generate. So you can. I always suggest to people that they start in the middle of both arms, just as a starting point, and then make incremental adjustments from there, just until you get that valve operating how you want it to.
Perfect. All right. Number four is that we have one specifically designed for abrasives, like sand.
So that'd be our PBT, our piston balance throttling valve.
So there's three primary types of the dump valve, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have our diaphragm balanced, our piston balanced, and those two are identical except for their operating pressure. The diaphragm balanced, they're both balanced valves, but they operate in the exact same way, just with the difference of one has a diaphragm, one has a piston. And so the piston can operate, if you have a threaded version, it can operate up to 500 PSI. But they look the same. The action when the valve opens and closes is the same. The PBT, and the difference in that is that when it opens, the seat that seals the valve closed, when it opens up out of the flow path. So the other two when it opens, the seat kind of stays in the way, mm-hmm. so to speak, of the flow. And so you can get premature wear if you have sand in your flow stream. It can also cause wear on the valve body itself because that flow is forced out towards the valve body. And so if you do have abrasives, it's going to chew up the diaphragm balance and the piston balance valve pretty quickly, yeah. Depending on the levels of sand. Mm-hmm. But the PBT has some hardened parts, and it is also getting out of the way of the flow path. So that way it can last longer in those applications.
And from what I understand, more and more recommended, right? A lot of people are moving to the PB for that reason specifically.
Yep, absolutely. The PBT. And now, I mean, since, you know, fracking is so common now, mm-hmm. you know, people are, you know, completing their wells that way. That's why it's really taken off.
And sand's part of the process.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of a standard thing.
Yeah. All right. We've reached the final one. Number five. The five things you should know about a lever operated dump valve is that the packing is adjustable. So let's start with just what is packing when we're talking about a dump valve?
Yeah. So the packing is the sealing that keeps the process, pressure, and fluid from escaping the valve. Because of the way the valve works, the shaft, and it's linked to the lever on the outside of the valve, has to be able to move to open and close the valve and work with the trunnion. But you're also, so you have to allow that to move, but you also want to contain pressure and fluid inside of the valve. And so the packing does that. It squeezes the valve shaft, so that way it seals around the shaft, but it still allows movement. Our older style packing, let me back up one step because we've kind of had some different iterations of it.
Yep.
So originally we had brass adjustable packing on all of our mechanical valves, treater valves, lever operated, all of those, or weight operated. We went to a non-adjustable packing that just had an O-ring, Teflon, but you couldn't adjust it at all. We've since gone back to an adjustable packing, but we've kind of redone it with all stainless steel instead of brass. We've changed a few things, but it's mainly the same as our original adjustable packing. What the adjustable packing allows you to do is, as that packing wears over time, the valve's opening and closing, it's wearing on that packing, it allows you, instead of having to tear down the valve and completely rebuild it, allows you to tighten that packing, prevent leaks, and still operate.
So what's a sign that I need to tighten the packing?
So if you visually notice that the valve is leaking around the packing, typically you'll see that, and it doesn't require a whole lot of adjustment. You don't want to do a full rotation. Usually just an eighth or maybe a quarter of a turn will be enough to tighten it and prevent it from leaking. Again, these are low pressure, relatively speaking, low pressure vessels. Typical operating pressure, you might have anywhere from 50 to 150 pounds on these vessels. So not an incredible amount of pressure. So it doesn't take a whole lot to reseal it.
Mm-hmm. How many times do you think I could reseal that before it's like, okay, this thing's leaking. I need to...
That's a great question. I mean, I've seen... I'd have to count the rotations, but I mean, you should be able to get, I would say 5-6 adjustments. Yeah. Depends on how much it's wearing out. The more it wears out before you adjust it, you'll have to tighten it even more. Mm-hmm. What you want to be careful of is that you don't over tighten the packing, because you can put so much squeeze on that shaft that it won't rotate. Mm-hmm. And then you run into more issues with the valve not being able to open or close. And so that'll lead to issues, but you just want to tighten it just enough where it stops leaking, but is still able to move and operate.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, that's it. Five things you should know about a lever-operated dump valve. Again, we made an in-depth video on this that'll be should be out by now. So a lot of details, visuals, animations, that kind of thing, and we'll link to that in the show notes. You guys, props to you guys working outside right now, man. Stay warm, keep those hands safe, keep them by the heater as much as you can, and and spring will be here soon. All right. So we will catch you next time on Stuff You Should Know About Energy Production.